Hello and welcome to your Yoga Nidra practice, the art of conscious relaxation. Take as many moments as needed to settle yourself in, digging out all your props and cozies from the tickle trunk. And slowly resting your body on a bed, couch, floor, mat, placing supports underneath of your head, maybe your neck, your knees. Super helpful if you have any low back tenderness, something under the knees, and things overneath. Overneath? Why isn't that a word? Supports underneath the body and overneath the body, sticking with it. Your eyes, a blanket on top of you, a pillow over your torso. Maybe even if you have weighted eye masks or pillows, placing them in your palms or on your forehead or your belly. Make sure to snuggle in with a blanket because, yes, the body temperature drops during this practice. So you want to prepare for that, but also have that weight overneath of you, right? Laying down and taking a few moments, as many as you need, to get any wiggles or squiggles, better yet, any shimmies out of the body. Maybe even a big stretch. Some funny faces, maybe some tensing and releasing. Maybe you lick the lips, yawn, stretch out the face. Maybe you extend the limbs. Anything you need before settling down, settling in even deeper into the feeling of all of that support under you, and see if you can eventually listen. There's no rush, but the goal, the gentle goal, is to eventually begin to let go of moving the body, getting to a point where you don't need to move the body, finding stillness. Allow yourself to feel the support under and overneath and begin to relax for the next little while. Maybe pull the shoulders down away from your ears. Body feels symmetrical, arms and legs out wide, nice and long. Fingers curl, toes flop, jaw unhinged. Release any grip through the eyes, the face, the throat, the chest, the belly, the glute. Settle down and settle in. Now, you may have already done so, but close the eyes and invite your attention towards resting the eyes. So maybe you're just softening the gaze first, closing the eyes. Maybe your eyes have been working hard lately. You could even roll the eyes around within the eye sockets behind their closed eyelid just a few times. Just drinking in and exploring that natural lubrication. Look up. To the right, then down, then to the left, back up, change directions, maybe dart side to side, up and down, or just some random movement. Again, if you have an eye pillow or eye mask and you haven't put it on, now's the time to grab it. You can use a sock, a sleeve, a scarf, a rolled down toque. Now, slowly, shift your awareness from the eyes, let them rest, into the rise and fall of your breath. Just beginning to observe this natural rhythm, not changing it or holding it. Just breathe. Of course, if at any point it feels necessary to change or alter the breath, that's fine too. And just taking a few breaths here, watching and observing the rhythm, stepping back from doing and letting yourself just observe any sensations, any motions, any movements of breathing, expanding with the inhales and letting go or releasing with the exhales. And as you observe breath moving freely, naturally, unhurriedly, could you observe yourself in this moment? Anything at all about your current state of being? Any physical sensations, emotions, or quality of thoughts? Any beliefs? What do you notice? What do you observe here and now? And coming back now to the sound of my voice, allowing any other sounds or noises to fade into the background, remaining aware and alert as best you can while your physical body begins to slowly drift off, drift down into deeper state of relaxation. Your mind, your subconscious, will remain completely alert and aware as body sleeps. And with those eyes closed now, lubricated or gaze softened, I'll now ask you to bring your gaze to the mind space, to this area at the center of the eyebrows, gazing there now without any kind of strain, gazing at the area behind the eyebrows, at the center of eyebrows. What do you notice here, behind closed lids, about this mind space, this room or chamber in your mind? And observing this room, this space, as you would a large movie screen, what do you notice? Are there any colors present? Lights, patterns? Is there any movement here? Just observe. And now I invite you to create a sacred promise to yourself. I invite you to set your intention or sankalpa. Maybe today you'd like to set an intention around aligning with your own unique personal power, finding a simple positive present tense phrase, such as, I know myself and what I need. I can do anything. I am powerful. I am strong. I am brave. I honor the strength within me. Not needing to think too too much about it, just finding a Sankalpa that feels useful and aligned for you. Something surrounding your personal power. And repeating your Sankalpa 3 times intentionally and internally with faith and with feeling. Now let it go. Let it resolve. And now I will move your mind to different parts of your body. This is the rotation of consciousness. As I name a body part, you can repeat it internally, bringing all of your awareness to that area. And if you can, allow that body part to experience fullness, aliveness, and vitality. Let it come alive with the light of your awareness. Starting now with the right hand, moving your mind to the right thumb, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, and the fifth finger. Back of the right hand, center of the right palm, looking within the right wrist, the right forearm, right elbow, right upper arm, and right shoulder. Feeling your entire right arm from shoulder joint down to the right fingertips. Feeling the vitality, the aliveness in your entire right arm. Now moving the mind over to the left hand and left hand thumb, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, left fifth finger, back of the hand, center of palm, looking within the left wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, and left shoulder. Feeling your entire left arm from shoulder through fingertips. Feel the vitality in the entire left arm. Now move your mind down to your feet. Feel both feet and all 10 toes on both feet, starting with the big toe. Feel the second toes, third toes, fourth toes, and both baby toes. Even noticing the space between the toes. Moving your mind to the soles of both feet, the arches of both feet, tops of feet, the heels, filling both feet with your awareness, allowing them to relax and soften, feet sinking into the support below. Now looking within both ankle joints, both shins and calves, both knees, tops, and backs of both knees. Moving your mind up through both thighs, into the hips and around to the buttocks, and now filling the entire right leg with your awareness. Vitality from the right hip crease down to the toes. The entire right leg relaxing, filled with aliveness and vitality. Now filling the entire left leg with the light of your awareness, from the hip crease all the way down to the toes. The entire left leg relaxing, alive. Now allowing all of the limbs, both arms and both legs, to sink into their support below. Both arms and both legs energized by your awareness. Very good. Now moving the mind to the belly, the low back, the ribs on either side of the body, the middle of the back, the chest, and the upper back, bringing your awareness to the throat, the sides of the neck, to the back of the neck, the lower jaw, the upper jaw, lower lip, upper lip, the cheekbones, to eyebrow center, bridge of the nose, tip of the nose, the nostrils, the eye sockets, eye lashes, eyelids, and eyeballs, allowing all the muscles in the face to relax, to be filled with your awareness, drained of any expression, the whole face relaxed, the skin on the scalp, the base of the skull, the right hemisphere of the brain, the left hemisphere of the brain, the ears, and the space in between the ears. Space between ears filled with your awareness, energized but relaxed. And now allowing the entire body, from the scalp through fingertips, toe tips, to the core of the body, the bones in the body, the muscles, the fascia, the vital organs, every cell, the entire body is energized with your awareness. The entire body, fully and deeply relaxed. Very good. And now we'll come back, we'll revisit that area, that room, that chamber, that is the mind space, at the center of the eyebrows, turning and tuning your attention there, to this mental mind space. Now that the body is relaxed, the mind is free, liberated to travel and imagine. So using this creativity of the mind, I will ask you now to imagine. See yourself resting comfortably, lying on a bed of soft green grass. This turf is green and thick and lush below you, and your body sinks into it as if it were being held by the earth, cradled by the grass. There's a fresh breeze, and the golden bright warm sun is still high in the sky, warming you, comforting you in the most delicious way. You can feel the sun first on your skin, all the parts of the body that might be open, uncovered to the environment around you. And as the time passes, the sun's powerful heat enters through your skin, into your bones, your veins, your core, your muscles. You feel the vitality of the sun itself coursing through your veins, through your whole body. All of that warm, healing, transformative solar energy lighting you from within. So just allowing yourself to experience being held by the earth on this beautiful blanket of grass, and feeling the sun warm your body from the inside out. Drinking in the beautiful, crisp and fresh air. Allowing yourself to charge up in the light, in the radiance, in the power of the sun. And imagining that anything that may have been depleted or damaged, any area that is in need of restorative, transformative power, is being tended to, charged up, revitalized, energized as you lay on this bed of green grass. Drinking in the healing rays of this powerful, warm sun. And you can see yourself now from above. Picture yourself from above, lying on this bed of green grass, resting here, being fueled and energized by the sun. Notice everything you can about the way that you appear right now from above this position of your body, the expression on your face. Anything at all that you can notice about the way that you look. You know yourself so well. So take a moment and offer some kindness, some strength, forgiveness, compassion to yourself in this moment. Could you tell yourself whatever it is you most need to hear, offering yourself that most sacred advice, love, wisdom, or support. What are you sending to you? And now, to become one. You that is resting there on the grass, and the you that is observing from above, to become one with this power of the sun burning, shining at the core of you, the support of your highest self burning bright. Now begin to drift backward from this field of grass, fresh air, and warm sun, back into the mental mind space, the room, the chamber of your mind, and just be open to anything you are receiving in here, whether it be a color, a movement, a pattern, an image, a word, a feeling, a memory, or thought. Allow any and all messages from your highest self to be revealed and received now. And into this beautiful, fertile bed of the mind, we'll plant our seeds of intention once more, repeating your Sankalpa 3 more times now with feeling and absolute confidence and trust that it is already manifest. Your Sankalpa 3 times. Very good. Now let us begin to journey back out of our Nidra practice very gently by first simply taking a long, slow, smooth, deep breath in. Feel it energize you from within. And as you sigh through the mouth, maybe starting to move the body slowly in any way that you feel called. Beginning to notice the sounds around you. You can stretch, smile, shimmy, or yawn. Just fully feeling this space and the continued presence of your higher self. Feeling more connected with your body, your mind, and your spirit all together here in this moment, rested and ready, thanking yourself for carving out this space for you. Take as much time as you need, mindful movement or sacred stillness. Take your time. Be here fully with you. with my hands at my heart center, I bow to you. I thank you. Well done today. Our practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Namaste, dear friend.